I got hustle. I have the confidence, persistence, and focus to execute my ideas. I am an idea machine. I am inspired to solve the world's problems and help and serve people. I know which ideas I'm focusing on now, which ones I'm focusing on later, and which ones I may never get to. I go and I move step by step every day to make the idea a reality, to build the business. I know when to outsource. I know when to ask for advice and suggestions and help and feedback. I know when to just trust my gut and instincts and just go for it. I know who my avatar is. I know how to connect with my avatar. I know the results my avatar needs and wants. I'm developing strategies to market. I am marketing efficiently and accurately. I know I have ideas that I don't exactly know how to execute. I will learn, I will research, I will develop my skill, I will outsource, I will talk to the right people. When something's unfamiliar, it can be discouraging, which can knock down my confidence and also demotivate me. But as I learn and as I go, I realize it's not that difficult. It's just that I've never completed this task before. I've never learned the skill before. I've never structured my business this way before. And it's a new experience that can be intimidating. As I learn it, I move forward, I move ahead, I gain confidence, and I move on to the next step and the next stage. And I know with each skill and each step in building my business, how to apply it to my avatar so that my avatar is engaged and will convert. I know how to create raving fans for my business, so I work on creating raving fans for my business. I'm not distracted. I focus on the business I want to give and what I want to offer. Not everyone's going to like what I have. Not everyone's going to like what I do. Not everyone's going to like who I am. I focus on those who like what I do, who like what I have to offer, who like who I am. Actually, I focus on those who love what I do. I focus on those who love what I have to offer. I focus on those who love who I am. And in all of this, I make sure I maintain my health. I make sure I maintain my balance. I make sure I don't sacrifice my health for my business because ultimately my health is my wealth. My business is an extension of who I am. My business is something that takes work and effort and something I have to keep on top of, but it's not something that feels like work because I feel like I have to do it and I'm only doing it for money. There's more to it than money. There's a form of gratification involved. And this helps me fall asleep satisfied with my success and fall asleep satisfied with the impact I'm making and how I'm growing in this process and who I'm meeting in this process and the experiences I'm getting both professionally and personally. And I live in wisdom. I know when to stop with business. I know when to sell a business. I know when a business has had its run. And as much as my business is an extension of me, it's not the core of me. My worth and my value go far beyond business success, business relationships, business associations, and dollar figures. Who I am is something that no number, no statistic, no retained earnings could ever measure up to. I assess the season of life I'm in. I assess the stage of life I'm in. I assess the personal commitments and responsibilities I have, and how reasonable it is to work on my business, and how much time, effort, money, and energy I can invest into the business right now. Knowing that there's seasons I can put in much more time and effort and energy and money, and seasons where I cannot and maybe should not. And I do not sacrifice the things and relationships and people that matter. When I think far into my future, at the end of my days, I know those relationships matter way more, and I always keep that at the forefront of my mind, not at the back of my mind. I am a master at saying yes to the right things for myself and my business, and I'm a master at saying no to the wrong things for myself and for my business. I know clearly what I need to accomplish every day, and I don't get behind. I do something every day, even if it's super small, to work on my business so that it's still making progress. Whether it's in the building stage, the launching stage, or maintenance stage, I'm always nourishing it, just as I do myself, just as I do those around me. I know myself. I'm aware of my strengths. I'm aware of my weaknesses. I know when, where, and how I get distracted from achieving my goals, And I make sure that I keep a buffer so that I don't get distracted and I stay focused and that I get a lot accomplished so that I can launch, I can develop, I can get the next sale, I can make the next pitch, I can go to the next level, and I can achieve my dream. I'm in a mastermind group. I offer suggestions and advice to my mastermind, and I listen and I consider the suggestions and advice from my mastermind group. I really take time to connect with the passion meter and make sure this project is a passion of mine and something I feel good about because it's something that resonates with me, it's something that helps people, and it's something where I know I can sleep at night and I've done something good, something well. I've put in excellence and professionalism, but I haven't put perfectionism. I'm aware that I can be perfectionistic. I'm aware that there's some things that I just have to improve on later, and I can't get bogged down on having it perfect right now. I'm aware that times change, needs change, systems change, and trends will change. So I put in the hustle, but I also think of efficiency, and I also think of the sooner I get this out to the people or businesses I want, the sooner they can benefit from it, the sooner I can benefit from it as well. I keep all this in mind as I continue moving forward, as I wake up each day and keep balance and health in mind while pursuing my entrepreneurial dream. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.